This is Louis Navalier. It is Monday, January 9th. Well, the relief rally that started last Friday on the weak economic news is continuing today. But there's a lot more breath behind this rally. And we have a pretty big tech rally underway, being led by NVIDIA. Now, Taiwan Semiconductor is going to announce their earnings after the close today. And they do have very good forecasts of sales and earnings. That might lift the entire sector. NVIDIA had a very, very good CES, Consumer Electronics Show. And so there seems to be a lot more excitement about NVIDIA building these autonomous platforms that car manufacturers will be using. They've all been very busy with Mercedes, and now they're working with Foxconn. But they do a lot more than just chips. They do the whole architecture of the vehicle, because cars are all electronic now, And in fact, I was talking to one of my car guys. I have an older car, and I says, I think the fuse is out and something doesn't work. He says, no, it's all got to be programmed now. So anyway, cars are electronic now, just so you know. Okay. By the way, we did get our Audi e-tron back, so it does work. We have two new battery cells, and it was a five-month wait, but I won't pick on the car anymore because it's working. But I think the what's really going on is we're going to be treading water no matter how good earnings are or anything until we get the CPI report on Thursday. And everybody's anticipating a positive report because owner's equivalent rent, the housing component, is supposed to fall. So that would be very positive, okay? And so let's hope we get that. And provided we get that, I think we can rally. And then we're going to have a positive FOMC statement on February 1st. It's not how much the Fed increases. It's when are they going to be at or near the end of their interest rate hikes. Now, as I speak to you today, the Treasury bond yield for the 10-year Treasury is 3.525 right now. So that's low, okay? It started up this morning. Now it's since fallen back. So the Fed does not like to fight market rates. So we are having good earnings, and I think probably the most fascinating thing I've seen this earnings announcement season is I've had five companies pre-announce their earnings. One today was Commercial Metals, CMC. And I never remember companies pre-announcing earnings like they are now. And it's almost like they want to get the good news out there so their stocks stop getting hit. And but I'm obviously very grateful for that. I'm not going to be about 100% this earnings announcement season. So the ones that are being released early are typically better than expected. But I find that to be very, very encouraging. And now we got the whole tech sector trying to play catch up. So enjoy the follow through. Let's keep our fingers crossed that come Thursday, the CPI is a good positive report. And then we can continue to rally. The good earnings will be coming out for the second half of January. And then it'll get a little bumpier in February. But it's very encouraging to see the strength in the market. And, as January goes, the year goes. So if this January is how the year's going to go, we're appreciating the strong start. So that's it. That's all I had to add to today's market action. I'll keep updating the podcast during fast market conditions. Take care, everybody.